D20 plus 9.
Nice.
22.
Boom. Hit.
Nice.
Roll damage.
Nine.
Splat. How are you doing for ammo on that thing?
It says the clip is six,
Okay.
so it's been six this fight for sure,
Okay. So yeah, you
if
click
not
and
more.
that was the last shot. So you gotta take a move action. Do you have like ammo clips on you?
I should have. I didn't see that we could buy additional ammo, so the answer is no. I guess the next time we shop, I'll get more. So
All
I
right.
put it on my shoulder then and pull out the pistol, but can I use like a move, or is that my move to do that?
Nah.
Then I would pursue the guy that's running away from me towards the bridge.
Okay, you turn and run off. Are you just going to chase him? Like, you don't really know the layout of the ship that well. You just want to chase him wherever he's going.
I'm assuming there's like signs to the bridge and shit like that, right?
Yeah, they're in Spanish, though.
Wouldn't it just say what is bridge in Spanish, like Bridgio or something?
No, the signs don't say Bridgio, but I'll look it up
Ponto.
for you.
El Cabanito. I know my lay around ships. I'm gonna wing it. Like if and I have, what is I actually have a skill in perception. I mean, maybe that's something. I'm gonna try to make it to the bridge,
He
but I'm gonna
would have
kill this
no
guy in the
idea
running.
that that's bridge. It's, I can't pronounce it, but there's no way.
Yeah. Okay. I think you can make a luck check because perception won't help you like learn a language you don't know. Yeah, make a
No, I'm
luck check to
saying that on
see.
a ship, I would know that things like leading to the bridge. That would be my perception.
How would you what clues would tell you where the bridge is?
Well, I know that I boarded and like went to the left towards the engine because the engine's typically in the back. I would need to go to the right towards where the bridge is because when we were facing the ship, I could see that the bridge is a front-facing bridge. So I know, generally speaking, I need to go down that way.
Okay. I mean, he's running in that direction. You don't necessarily have to make a
Yeah,
roll if you just want to run that way.
that's what I'm doing, and I'm going to murder him as fast as I can.
Okay. All right. So on your next turn, you can shoot at him. But shooting at him while you're like in the middle of running is going to be a little more difficult
Oh
because
no, I
he's.
was going to monoblade him, like just catch up to
Oh,
him
you want
and
to run up and knife him?
yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll do opposed athletics checks on your turn. Victor, what do
Excellent.
you? Did you go already this turn, Victor?
I thought I shot with the laser.
That was
Yeah.
last
That was
that
that
last.
last turn? Yeah, the turns are real fast.
Okay, cool. Then I'm gonna like hang on. Piani, are you trying to go rescue Mr. Man?
Yeah, Piani's
Yes,
already left the room.
I
She's fucked
am.
off.
Can you psychically rescue him?
Fucking Christ, you people and your stereotypes with the fucking psychics. No, I can't fucking psychically rescue him.
What
All
if you
right,
drink
so
this Guinness? How about then?
or maybe I
God damn. I really want. I need to take out that ship because if I don't take out that ship, it'll get its plasma guns back eventually, and then it'll blow the shit out of us. I fire. That
Okay.
D20 plus nine's gotta succeed sometime.
Okay.
Roll 20's totally frozen for me. Okay, there we go. God damn.
You're just
Oh,
the
for fuck's
worst. Just the
sakes.
worst
You're just
The dice do
like
not like
reaming
you
the
right
thing
now.
back and forth, and
It's a
you're just like
completely static ship.
blasting the ground. Its armor's pretty good too, but yeah,
Yeah.
you're also really terrible at
And
this. It's not so
yes,
much that,
I have no skill
yeah,
with gunnery.
it's not so much that it's like the gun itself. Like you don't know how to work the controls. So you're like,
Yep.
I press up and it does a thing that you don't expect. You get
Yep.
to reverse the Y axis on the thumbstick.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm used to invert Y axis. God damn.
All right, Piani, you keep on motoring. You can see down the hall the outside, and you can see stuff getting blown around. Higgs's body is like slowly sliding across the plate towards like a hole in the dome. Yeah, and so one more round and you'll be there at his body. Okay, so the pirates, the running guy continues to run. And I will mark off another one for their ship activation. And Higgs, you're at minus three.
Yep.
All right. Sakarian, Victor. Sakarian, you want to go first?
Yeah, so
Okay. There's a
how
guy
far away
running.
is he? Is it a better bet to shoot him, or is it a better bet to.
You can shoot at him with a penalty, or you can try and beat him in an athletics roll. If you win, then you can knife.
No, I'll just pull up and shoot him. I just want to eliminate him and then run past him, I guess.
So you want to stop and shoot?
Yeah.
That's fine. So just make a regular attack roll. His
So
armor
not
is
at plus three. I just have projectile, but dexterity, so it's plus three. His armor's three, you said?
And this is his pistol, right? One of the pirate like pistols?
Engineers, yeah, or yeah.
Yeah,
Is
it's
that
the
a
same as
laser
like the
pistol?
basic. No, it's just like a basic projectile pistol. Victor, you have one of these, I think.
Yeah.
What's yeah, the what's bonus? The to hit?
I've got a semi-automatic.
Yeah, that's it. What's the to hit bonus on it?
Man, like, I don't actually know because I don't know okay. where that comes from. That's I fine. Didn't, I don't have it on my sheet.
I got the equipment chapter here. A projectile pistol, not a musket or a revolver. Semi-auto pistol, it has no attack bonus.
Okay.
So no attack okay. bonus, Jeff.
So it's just dexterity, which is plus one.
Yeah.
Plus armor.
And then I have...
And his armor of four.
Primitive weapons, which I have a zero in.
No, it's not a spear. It's projectile.
So just plus one in his armor, which is four.
Yeah.
Any bonuses for him having his back to me and I'm shooting at him?
No.
Really?
Yeah, because he's running back and forth. He's trying not to get shot. He knows he's got a gun.
And I need a 16 on this roll?
I guess so.
Yeah, 16 or higher.
Then I guess I'll be running up to him to knife him.
Okay. So you take the pistol out and you're like, ah, fuck it.
Well, no, I asked you to judge it and... You're not giving any bonuses for shooting someone in the back. There's no, like, I need a 16 on a D20. The odds are really bad, so I would have known that, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
What's the athletics roll we have to do? It's just 2D6?
Just opposed, yeah, just 2D6. You can use your strength or your dex, whichever.
I'll use my dex.
Okay.
Nice.
Good luck.
Okay, all right, so you sprint up behind him, get your knife out, and go ahead and make your melee attack.
Okay, that is, the monoblade is a plus two, and this is not unarmed, you said, right? It's
right,
what?
Primitive weaponry.
Which I have just a zero in, so it's just plus two, plus dexterity, which is plus one, so just d20 plus three?
Plus four for his armor.
Oh, right, so seven. 24.
Nice, okay,
nice.
Roll damage.
Sicarian, MVP, swan song.
1d8 plus one.
Okay.
That eight. That's six. Respectable.
Dead. Yeah.
So I just like rip out his throat then, and I keep running in the direction of what I think the bridge is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if I come up on Ramirez too. I'd like to murder him as well.
Okay. Ramirez is coming into the back of the ship in the cargo hold.
Damn it.
Okay.
Okay.
I thumb on a translator or a translator communicator, and I say, Sicarian, I gotta go save Higgs. I'm sorry. I can't take out the guns. Can you help us on this?
Making my way to the bridge now.
All right. I jump out of the chair and I dash off to see Higgs.
Okay. So, yeah, you want to run outside too? Remember, the dome's only going to have atmosphere for like a few more rounds.
Yeah, so but I'm the one with the Lazarus patch.
That's I'm only true. At minus four, though.
Well, no, but Piani, isn't your secondary discipline biopsionics?
So, technically, yes, it is biopsionics. So I can bring Wilbur back to life. However, you will still need to provide him medical attention. So, you know.
All right.
So this is the thing, is that you know.
I come to Piani and I say, Piani, remember when I asked you if you could save him with psionics and you said, no, totally not.
I thought you fucking meant, could I save it from the bridge with psionics? Can you be a bit more fucking specific next time?
I get back in the chair, carefully point the laser weapon at the ship, and I fire.
Ka-chook.
Oh my god.
Damn.
It's a two again?
You are the worst. You're the literal worst person.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
The only thing you've done, the only thing you've done is kill me. That's it.
If this were Dungeon World, I'd have a lot of XP.
All right. So, Piani, you reach Wilbur's body with your move action. And it's hard to breathe out here. Like you're like having to like
That's why I'm not
breath.
Going to use my skill. I'm just going to drag him back onto the ship.
Okay. All right. So you want to drag him back onto the ship? Do you close the cargo doors behind you?
Not immediately.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. All right, you got them. All right. Victor, a warning on the console starts to flash. It says weapons lock.
I thumb on my comm and I say, open broadcast to my crew. We are so fucked.
So, for biostasis, just to let you know, Piani, if you use it next turn, you'll have a 75% chance of it working, and then after that, you'll have a 50, then a 25, then it won't work.
Here's some loring for you too, Adam.
Is that just the way the skill works, or because
yeah.
of the number of
rounds. Yeah, every turn after you get 3 rounds of 100%, which were already used up, and then the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds each drop by 25%. So if you'd like to go back and have used it instead of dragging him on the ship, that's totally
cool. Knowing that, because I feel like that's I'd like to fucking heal him.
Okay, all right. So this was on the 4th turn, so you've got a 75% chance to do it. So roll a D100.
75 or lower, or 25 or higher? Just
75 or lower, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my fucking God.
Don't fuck this up.
I'm trying to save you, Wilbur.
Yes.
There you go. You got it. Okay. So you're in biostasis. You take 2 system strain points, but your body is in stasis.
Do
you won't
I
lose
mark
your
that
points
down
so Adam,
yeah, more. There should be a system strain. Yeah, go ahead.
I rolled a 12 in that athletics, and I would like to argue that, you know, like the secondary goal is to catch up to the guy and murder him, but I'm really trying to get to the bridge because the reason I did a barrel roll out of the room is because I realized we don't have time for the guns. So I'm Terminator moding it to the bridge to stop them.
Okay. What was your I'll give you a free athletics roll then to see how long it'll take you to get to the bridge. If you can get a 10 or better, you'll get there at the beginning of the next round. Otherwise, it'll take you one more round to get there.
No, not this time.
So one full round of running and then you'll get there.
I'm sprinting there.
Okay, so that was Piani, that was the pirates, Higgs is in stasis. Okay, so Sakarian, you spend this turn running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you get to the bridge, the doors pop open, and you see people like scatter for cover. The bridge has a kind of curved central console in front of the big plastic screen, and there's like alarms going off. You can see a couple of people at their stations. And,
which one looks like they have the gun control?
Make a perception check.
Ooh.
If you if you can get a 9 or better, I'll tell you.
Nice.
Okay. All right. It's the guy on the left.
Guy on the left is going to get shot. The best shot I can with a pistol. Like if he's ignoring me, then I would do a barrel roll behind him and execute him. I'd monoblade him in the throat.
I think he's too far for that, and there's guys like getting guns up on other consoles to shoot at you. But if you shoot him with the pistol at the beginning of your next round before you run or do anything else, you'll get a big bonus to hit him because he's not.
How many guys are in here, by the way? Because I feel like I've murdered everyone, but I think you've had
no. No, there were 9 people on there were 9 people on the ship total. You didn't kill any of the ones on the bridge, and there were 4 on the bridge. So there's 4 guys here.
Yep. All right. Well, I mean, like 4 died outside plus Ramirez. You said 5 were on the boarding party. They died. So that's 10. I've killed 3 and 2 engineers. Well, there's 1 engineer left behind. So that's 15.
These are the last. These 4 and the guy you left behind in the gun room are the last people on the ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Total crew. Okay.
Track of all these bodies. So that's
chat,
fine. Okay.
Chat
next
was
round.
Also asking about it earlier. We're totally, totally within the limits.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, this is the amount of people on the ship is the bare bones amount that can run the ship. Okay, so next turn you can take shots at that guy, Victor, or Sicarian. Victor, what do you do? You can.
Yes.
So the irony here is that you finally shoot the bridge as soon as you see Sicarian run onto it.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't aiming at the bridge.
No,
and I'm outside the bridge.
You're not gonna bless. Well, no, you run through the doors. So the bridge is a big. It's not gonna hurt anybody, but it's just kind of ironic that like you see him run and then you're like, oh cool, bang, you hit the ship.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So the ship has 5 armor.
AP 20.
AP 20. Okay. So roll damage.
Okay, cool. What's the damage on that? 1d4.
Pretty shitty.
1d4?
Yep.
Ship damage.
1d4 ship damage.
Right. 4.
Right.
As he rocks the fucking bridge, I go, I'm on the comm again, like, Victor, if you would please not blow up the bridge. I'm at the bridge now. Thank you.
Sorry, that shot went wide. I was aiming for the engines.
Oh, no problem.
All right, so Yanni, what are you doing? You've got Higgs kind of in your arms. The air's getting sucked out of the room.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, not seeing Mr. Sakarian like running from the ship and heading over to ours, I feel like I have no choice but to close it and hope that he has, you know, some sort of access to like a vac pack or something on that ship.
So you drag Higgs back onto the ship.
Right.
Hit the button.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. So the two pirates that have guns that have are facing you, Sicarian, they're gonna shoot at you.
I'm at cover, though.
Yeah, I'll give you your cover bone. So these guys have rifles. Okay, no to hit bonus. They just got a flat. What's your armor?
Four.
Four? Yeah, just got a six.
Oh, okay. My God.
Two shots, no hit.
You are so lucky.
All right.
I call it skill, but, you know.
And then the pirate in the gunner's console takes a shot at the swan song. And now you guys are sitting still, too, so.
I thought Jeff is going to shoot that guy this round.
Yeah, it's on his turn. So,
pull. 20 or higher?
You're lucky. Yep, they miss.
Oh, they miss. Thank God.
So the plasma cannon swivels around. And fires, misses the ship, and just vaporizes the little habitat dome where that miner was.
Poor lady.
You said I was saved. Blown off into space.
Am I alive or conscious or no?
No, you're in psychic stasis.
Like communicating with, like, what does that mean in game terms, I guess?
I mean, you're unconscious. Maybe you're having like weird dreams. Maybe Piani's.
So I'm not like communicating with Piani. Or
no, maybe Piani's mind has like touched yours in some way. But
okay,
yeah.
All right.
So at this point, the entire dome and the habitat are gone. They're just obliterated. You're basically in open space. Okay. My turn? Victor and Sicarian. Sicarian, you wanna?
What is my bonus against this guy that's not facing me? Who's manning the gun?
He has no, I'll just discount his armor. So you get a 9 instead of a 4.
Okay. And then it's a pistol with no bonus, my dex, and then.
If you have projectile weapons.
I have projectile weapons. So that's a 1. So it's plus 11, I think.
Do you have a 1 in projectile weapons?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
2 points. Yes. Okay. Plus 1 in projectile weapons. So that's a plus 11. Or 22.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. So these deal these deal a d6 plus 1 damage.
4 damage.
Okay, you do not kill him, but he's too injured to take another shot. So.
And as I fire that, I say, I yell into the room, "Throw down your weapons, and you will live."
Yeah, I bet.
So the gun has 11 more shots in it. You didn't fire it yet. So 11.
My pistol.
Yeah. Okay, Victor, what are you doing?
Kachook. Oh my!
You don't want to just like Jesus. Do something other than this because you're really bad at it.
That's your.
And I asked you not to.
It's like your.
So I say, don't shoot the bridge anymore. And he fires a laser.
Fires the laser.
Victor, I realize you're having fun up there, but you know you got a friend's bleeding out down here. Maybe.
Have you gotten him back onto the ship yet?
I sure have.
All right. Ship. Then next round, I'm just going to go Lazarus Patch Higgs.
Okay.
I'm going to like radio to Victor. I'm just going to be like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Jeff, are you enjoying how they're just like, oh, you can kill four armed dudes by yourself. No problem. It's cool with your 4 hit points.
Well, it's just 4
it's
left.
Worked so far for him.
The entire time, actually. Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, there's 4 left.
The good news is that they fucking need 5 to run the ship, so we're gonna get our salvage.
They have, they've got 3 guys on the ship, 1 with 1 hit point, and then the guy you left alone elsewhere.
They've got Ramirez too,
so
right?
Fucked up.
Yeah, Ramirez. I think he's probably unconscious somewhere, but yeah, he's on the ship. Okay, so that was Sicarian. Good cover. Piani, what do you want to do? Cradle Higgs.
I used my move to take better cover, like be further away from the door.
I assumed you were behind like a console. There's really, you're on the bridge. There's no better cover than this. Like anywhere you go is half cover.
I'm getting a 2. Is it?
Yeah, but so are they.
Okay.
You could leave the room completely and close the door.
Well, I just need an angle to shoot at the guy at the console, and I guess I have to be in there to do it.
Straight across. Yep.
Okay. 2. It is.
Or whose turn is it?
Whose turn is it? It's Piani.
I don't know what really I could do at this point to benefit.
Don't take too long because there's not much you can do, actually.
I know. I mean, really, there isn't. There's not much I can do. I will assist Victor once.
If only someone could get on the comms and like negotiate with them, explaining that they can't fly the plane with the amount of people they have left, or something along those lines about a bomb.
So it looks like I just drew a stupid happy face. It is, but just for the sake of understanding how the bridge is like laid out, there's guys here and here behind a console. There's a dying guy here in front of this console and one here, and then you just came in the door right there.
Yeah.
So you can hide behind this console shooting over the top. Anyway, sorry, Piani.
No, I mean, it makes sense, and I assume that Miss Carrion is like yelling this over the comms back
up.
To me.
I could use some backup. Tell them the fucking guy or something.
So, yeah, I mean, open up the comms again. You may have fucking killed one of our guys. Well, at least he's doing okay. But the dude with the bomb is still on your ship, and I think you're looking him right in the face. I suggest you drop your weapons, and we'll work this out. You can all live. You can't fly the fucking ship. You need five of you blokes anyway. So let's do this the right way before we let Mr. S just go apeshit on you.
So, someone on the console. Actually, yeah, it's not even in the room. It's not the guy in the bridge. It's the other guy.
Ramirez?
And he... no, the guy that... Securian's friend.
Oh.
No, actually, I guess he doesn't speak English, so it's just a guy on the bridge. So one of the guys on the bridge says, he's like, we've seen the way you negotiate. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Come on. They're not going to buy it. Like, oh, put your hands up, and then they get lasered. Yeah, they're just going to keep shooting until they're dead.
Mr. Scary, it didn't really work.
Okay. Well, yeah, just get some atmospheric suits on or something. It's just me and the four of them, but I only have my pistol left.
You're going to have to find a vac suit.
I radio to Piani. How far away are you, Piani?
I'm like right where the...
She's in the cargo hold.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would take her some time to reach the bridge.
Especially if she's like dragging Higgs. But yeah.
Shite. How long will it take me to reach Higgs?
Between 2 and 5 rounds, depending on how slow you are.
Oh, am I at minus 5 now? Or no, I'm stable.
You're okay. You're totally stable. Right, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Then we can...
Biosonics is stabilized.
I'm going to fly the ship over next to their ship so that Sakarian can just like run out and get over.
Okay. So you want to like turn it so the cargo thing is pointed as close to the...
Yeah.
Like, so where the access like, hatch. The bridge or like... Because their hatch is underneath the ship.
I mean, like, the only access point that I see on their ship is, like, the hatch from underneath, right?
Yeah, I mean, or the bridge window.
Could he get out the bridge window?
If he broke it, he could, yeah.
I radio.
Or if you just crash the ship into it, you probably...
Yes. Break. Yes, Adam. I was just about to ask that. Can I just, like...
The ship's falling apart.
Can I just, like, back that ass up?
Yes.
You can do the bridge window?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I pop open the hatch to the cargo bay.
Piani and Higgs, the cargo hatch starts opening.
Well, I mean, I'm not coherent. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Cargo hatch. We're going to open that door, okay?
You're fucking crazy. Don't hurt the swan song, you bastard. I pull Wilbur to a safer spot.
Okay. Yeah, you can get out of the hold and close the door. Just drag him over there.
Flying.
Okay, so all this stuff aside, it's not even your turn, Victor. It's the pirate's turn.
Oh, no.
So, gun console guy isn't. He's not shooting the gun. Mm-hmm. The other guy seems to be like trying to start the ship. The other guy with his back to you, Spain. And then the other two guys are going to shoot at you with their rifles. So.
Oh my god.
So no hits there because you got your cover. So they're just shooting at the console, trying to shoot over it, doing the no look. And then an alarm starts going off. The lights on the ship turn red and start flashing, and it just keeps repeating the word "autodestrucción" over and over again.
Spanish,
and then a countdown
that
starts.
Means.
Yeah,
that's the Spanish for proximity alert.
What's the countdown at?
60 seconds.
Oh, fuck me.
So 10 rounds, essentially.
I say into the mic, you've got 60 seconds to get me out of here or I'm dead. The ship's going to blow up.
Sicarian, we are on our way over.
So you can see at the bridge, Victor, the ship is starting to lift.
Oh, it's
so
like over
Victor,
here?
You can make your...
Sicarian, we are coming to you. Over.
Victor, make your pilot check to bump the windows hard enough to break them.
Well, hang on. Let's go in
well,
order,
it's you
right?
guys. You guys are both acting at the same time.
Order.
So
while he's doing that, I'm going to parkour. Apparently, he fails. I'm going to parkour.
No, that's a success.
Oh, it's success, a 2d6. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to parkour over the console into the guy with the rifle, and I'm going to monoblade his throat, and then hold his body in front of the other guy.
Show him what for. Okay.
Well, I have to get past him to get to the bridge, right?
Sure. Yeah, you can leap over the console, no problem. You're badass enough. Go ahead and make your melee attack. He's very surprised you've chosen to do this.
So it's d20. Let's see. His armor is what?
4.
So I'm at plus 2, plus 4, plus 6, plus 1 for dexterity, plus 7. And then, what's that?
Pretty good chance you'll kill him.
And this is not unarmed, so I'm just at, so plus 7.
Damn it.
Ooh. Okay.
M2s, I passed him off to you, Jeff.
So I'm struggling with him with the knife then.
You lunge at him, he blocks with his AK, and you're kind of, tangling with him that way. And the other guy is yelling, like, get out of the way, get out of the
way.
Can
we do a, can we do a dexterity check to see if I put his body between me and the other guy?
You can struggle with him, sure.
The 2d6 plus 1. Is it against each other, I guess?
Yeah, you got a 6. Oh, okay, so no, you're tangling. He's got you with your back to the other guy for right now. Okay, so Victor, you made your pilot roll.
You
how
can't
health,
make all the rolls.
How much health does the ship have right now?
But the swan song?
Yeah.
It's down to 5.
Yeah, my, 5.
We took 15 from the first, and we had 20 to
might
well,
be down to 5.
You rolled,
five,
you rolled well enough that you don't have to roll. It just takes 1 damage in the process. But yeah, you shatter the screen, the front screen of the bridge. Like collide. There's glass everywhere. It gets sucked out into space.
Yeah.
And immediately, like in the room, Sicarian, like you feel the pull of the vacuum. And the other guys like immediately stop fighting you and are just desperately clinging to the console.
I thumb on the comms and I say, the cavalry has arrived.
I'm going to make a fucking parkour like you've never seen, tuck into a ball and jump through the window, I guess, into the...
Okay.
Like, towards... well, I mean, I'm going to, like... I'm gonna, so, I know what I'm happening. I need to jump into the ship.
Yeah, so here's how we'll do it. Victor, make a pilot roll to hold the ship steady. And Sicarian, make an athletics roll to run and leap out of the ship. You can use dex for that.
9 success.
Okay, so you get a plus one from the steady.
2d6, plus 1 for dexterity, plus 2 for that. Okay.
Yep. And you need a
10 crushed.
That's fine. Doesn't even matter what you need. You got it, man. Okay. Describe Mr. Sicarian's escape from the black aurora.
So I'm trying to stab this guy and it's not working.
Yeah, you're fighting.
He even puts my back to the guy, but then when the window breaks open, they both grab the console. And
yeah,
I
just like, oh, fuck, and like, yeah, grab onto it.
I use the momentum to leap over the desk, jump, and I just fucking, bah, like in every epic movie ever.
And I immediately gun it.
Okay.
And we rock it away as fast as possible, and he just like grabs one edge of the open door.
Yeah, Sicarian, you end up in the ship as the cargo thing is like closing, and it shuts behind you as you jet away from the asteroid.
Yep. And then I stand up. And I brush off my pants and I wipe my shoulder and I'm spattered in like arterial blood and shit. And I kind of part my hair and put it back in place. And then I walk through the door.
So the last, I think if this was like a TV show, the end of the episode is like the ship flying away. And then we see the asteroid slowly like drifting and then it just fucking blows up like a huge green plasma explosion. And it illuminates the hulk of the destroyer that you guys are flying towards off in the distance, this big burned out ship.
Do you want me to give a medical roll to see if I can Lazarus patch up?
No, that's okay. I think you can patch it.
All right.
Now that you're away from immediate danger.
So I spend a Lazarus patch and we get you boosted back up. Let's see what exactly that does. Lazarus patch, a vital tool for adventurers, heavy compressed antibiotics, coagulant system stabilizers, etc.
I think it works just like biopsionics. At this point, you need a med kit.
Oh, okay. Well, I have that then.
Okay,
I'll use a med kit.
If you're using the med kit, a character requires some time to recover back to one hit point. I'm just going to check the skills real quick because I want to make sure that you don't have to roll.
It grants me a plus 1 bonus on medical skills for treating wounds.
Science
and
medical.
Like long-term recuperative care for critically
sick. Okay, so that's what it is. It just, you don't have to make a roll. It just provides that care. So Higgs, roll a d4.
All right. Well, am I going low or high? What's better here?
I'll tell you what you're rolling for once you roll. It's going to take you 4 days to get one hit point back.
Okay.
Okay, so you're at zero for 4 days, like essentially in a coma, in a psionically induced coma.
Oh.
Okay, well, my med kit takes us through all 4 days without running out of anything important, so
okay,
I'm totally still good.
Cool. We'll deal with me coming back and coming to.
Yeah, we'll figure all that out later.
Next episode.
So what's the date that we're on right now? It's been 22 days?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so it's still January, which means there's going to be no GM term between this session and the next.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about XP? Can you calculate that or no way?
You got to do a mission.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Understood.
We don't get XP for that.
Oh, hell no.
Not till the end of the mission.
Unless
right?
Your mission was like blow up a pirate ship.
I think our mission from here on out is going to be pretty simple. Yeah. We're going to go take all the sweet, sweet loot off of that ship and bring it to people who will pay us.
We'll do it next episode. Bird. Cool.
Awesome.
All right, let's do some shout outs and call it a show. Steven, go ahead and start us off.
So guys, that was balls to the wall, amazeballs. So awesome. Thank you, Adam. And thank you for everybody else, especially Jeff, for being a ridiculous
thumbs up for Jeff.
Like against all odds, complete badass. I think that's about it for shout outs, but as many of you watching know, Adam and I are doing a GMing show together, and we have a hard time coming up with the name. So we've put together a survey for you guys. I'm dropping it in chat right now. Tell us which of those names you prefer, and we will totally use that for our next show together. And the first episode of that is Friday.
Yep.
Cool.
And that's all from me.
Awesome stuff. Why don't you do some shout outs? I hope this is Adam. Did I get this right? Yes, it is Adam. Sweet. Do some shout outs.
All right. Well, thanks to everyone for surviving that encounter. Way to go. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
And for giving me lots of chaos to deal with.
Yeah.
Of course. I think Steve got my news out of the way. So no GM turn between this and the next session of Swan Song, but there'll definitely be one after that. Follow me on Twitter if you want updates on that, at Skinny Ghost.
Cool. Short and sweet. Jeff, some shout-outs.
Shout-out to everybody. You guys are awesome. It's really, really fun to play with you guys. And once again, we had an awesome audience, so shout-out to everyone for checking it out. There's, I think it's probably no mystery. It's because it's like sci-fi and science-y that we're all like especially giddy and excited about this, I guess. We're all D&D nerds anyways, but the fact that we're like, oh, spaceships and laser guns, oh god, like it just there was a void there with Dark Heresy not being super consistent. So thank you JP and Adam for putting this together, and everybody for making it awesome. So I'm having a blast. For me personally, of course, as always, follow me on Twitter, EG in Control. Shout out to my team, Evil Geniuses. We got a team in the top two right now for Dota, so if they win $10 million, I'll probably be jobless because the team will liquidate and move to Siberia. So I'll need you guys to support me even more after that. I'm just kidding. I'll be casting at DreamHack Valencia this weekend. I leave tomorrow. It should be fun, so check that out. And when I get back, I'm excited to do more roleplay.
Cool stuff. All right, last but not least, Wheat, do some shout-outs.
Thank you guys again. I have to echo what Jeff said. I think getting to play in sort of a space futuristic. In fact, you could just tell from our suggestions because half the shit we can't do, but it's just like things we, you know, we'll figure it out. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun. You could find me streaming on Twitch over at twitch.tv/Twitch or /DJWheat. Sometimes on /Twitch and youtube.com/DJWheat. So thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome stuff. We'll let you guys know as soon as we know the next play session. Apart from that, I'll be back streaming tomorrow at 3:00 Eastern. So we'll see you guys then. I don't have anything else to say. If you missed the first hour, it's already up on YouTube, and I'll get the VOD for Twitch subs up as soon as stream goes down. I'll do the rest of my shout outs after the stream. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.